Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for tuning in for this Friday, November 4th, 2011. This is our 484th podcast. Got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to be talking a little bit about APEC, Dog the Bounty Hunter, a new website and app I found I want to share with you, and also go over a mini review of the Outrigger Waikiki on the Beach. We'll also go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. You can check us out on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com or just give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. Love to hear from you guys. Of course, we do this podcast every Friday live as well. So if you can check out our live stream, join us 10 a.m. Hawaii time every Friday. And we can meet you personally, and you can also meet some of our other agents and also ask questions live and interact with us. We do love to hear from you, and if not, just drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear from listeners and how they appreciate the show or some suggestions that you might have that you'd like me to talk about. Anyway, we have been really busy here in the past couple of days gearing up for APEC. That's the Asian Pacific Economic Countries. They're going to be coming into Hawaii, the conference rather. And over 23 countries from all over the world converging on Hawaii. Of course, that's going to have a pretty big impact on the tourists that are here. And if you are here during that time, there are some closures, but mostly in the way of road closures. There hasn't been a lot of shutdowns of any hotels or anything like that or any activities. It's pretty much business as usual, but be expecting some delays and some alternate routes you need to take if you're out and about on the roadways. And if you need more information about it, please check out our website, hawaii-aloha.com/blog. We've got lots of information there for you all about things and places that you should avoid if you're going to be here during APEC week. Well, Yaling and I had the opportunity last weekend to stay at the Outrigger Waikiki on the Beach. As we've been telling you, they're going to be going into a major renovation the beginning of next year, right on through June. So we wanted to take one quick look at the property before they went into the renovation to see what people can expect if they're going to be staying there. And we stayed in an oceanfront unit, and while the property is dated, the furniture is a little bit dated, the bedding is probably is not as comfortable as it could be if there was a brand new bed in there, it certainly is adequate. And since they're going to be giving those construction rates, it certainly is a good value as well. So just know that going in, and you know, just check with us. Give us a call, and we'll let you know, and we'll assess your situation and see if it makes sense for you to stay there, being that there is going to be the construction. It isn't quite, you know, a 4 or 5 star property like it will be once it's done. And that's why they're renovating it. But we wanted to get one last look at it. And, you know, this is just a great place to stay. We, you know, any hotel you stay at in Waikiki, you're going to find that it's busy. I mean, we're a metropolitan city. There's you know, lots of people here on any given day. The hotels are pretty busy too. And for the most part, as I've mentioned before, hotel pools on Oahu are on the smaller side. They're not big, expansive pools because we've got the ocean there. But nevertheless, it is very busy there, but you can find a way to really enjoy yourselves. We went out stand-up paddleboarding, had a great time doing that, and hung out on the beach in the pool area. And I highly recommend Pies. And I highly recommend Pies Market. That's this little, it's a little food place you can go to. It's right off the pool area. And they have delicious sandwiches, vegetarian sandwiches. It's like a little deli. And we really enjoyed it there. And they even have shave ice if you want shave ice. But the price is right. The food is really good. And you don't have to wait on the long lines. And you can kind of take it, make your own, take it back to the beach if you want, or eat it right there. And I highly recommend Pies. That's right there at the Outrigger for lunch or any kind of quick snack or meal. That's a great place to go. So overall, the Outrigger is really still a very good value, and we're still recommending it. But just know that that renovation is coming up and that the rooms are not quite as good as they could be and will be once the renovation is complete. Well, Dog the Bounty Hunter is in the news, and this time not for anything he's done wrong, but for a new retail store that he's opening up at Coco Marina. That's on the east side of the island. It's called Doghouse, Dekine Doghouse. You know, he has Dekine Bail Bonds. And, you know, when a lot of people come into Hawaii, they're looking for the dog, and they actually go to Dekine Bail Bonds downtown. And you really shouldn't go down there because they're going to tell you that the dog isn't there. It's really a place of business. And if they're filming down there, they certainly don't want you there. So there really was a need for the dog to do something where people, his fans, could come and at least maybe meet him or certainly buy his merchandise. So they opened up a brand new store in Coco Marina. It's on the east side. It's near Hanama Bay. And we actually did a little video of it. It's on our podcast page. And the grand opening was yesterday. I mean, actually, it's tomorrow, Saturday. And we'll have some video and some pictures for you on the opening. But if you're into Dog Chapman, now here's a place, a venue that he's going to have in Coco Marina on the east side of the island. So you may want to check it out. We'll have the information on our podcast page. And he lives out here in Hawaii Kai. So this is kind of a natural place for it to be. So I suspect that you will probably see more appearances and places for people to meet Dog. And it'll be right out here in Hawaii Kai. So congratulations, Dog Chapman and his family. And now you can get tons of dog merchandise, his t-shirts, his all of his stuff that he has. And you can do that right in Hawaii Kai. So just some information about that. I also want to tell you a little bit about a new app I found. It's called Happy Hour Hawaii. And it's really a great resource for finding local places here in Hawaii, on Oahu or any islands, actually, and where their happy hour is. You ever do that? You ever like, gosh, I want to go get happy hour. You know, where's a good place to go? So you can just punch it in. They have a nice list, which I like the list because I know some of these restaurants. So I can see, oh, I want to go to town, or I want to go to Kona Brewing, or I want to go to one of these places. And, you know, you can click on it and see when the happy hour is, which is kind of convenient. And it also has a little engine where you can put in parameters, like you can put in two cities, and it's going to tell you, like, you can put in, you know, Waikiki and then maybe East Oahu, and then you can see what bars that have happy hour are available in that you know, geographic area. So it's kind of tied to geolocation services. It's really kind of nice. It also has suggestions for restaurants and stuff, ways to make reservations and hours. So it's a really good resource. Again, it's called happyhourhawaii.com is the website, and their app is called Happy Hour Hawaii, and you can get that in the all the markets, you know, the App Store or the Android market. So check it out. I think you really like it. It's a great app, and I highly recommend it. And now let's go over some questions that have come in from social media friends, our podcast listeners. Of course, if you have a question, please get a hold of us. And if we use your question here on the show, we're going to send you out a great prize. And this week, we're doing a bonus prize. And for those folks that we answer their question here, we're going to be not only sending you a big bag of Hershey macadamia nut kisses with those little chunks of macadamia inside, we're also going to send you out a Kukui High School bumper sticker. And this is Kukui High School is the fictional high school on Hawaii 5-0. And so this is a great thing to have. And you're going to get the Student of the Month bumper sticker. And we're also going to send you out one of our signature Hawaii Aloha original decals, which is also a fun little piece of memorabilia to have. So all that's going to be headed your way if we answer your question. First one comes in from Kim, and she says, what's the chance of a week's vacation on Oahu being ruined by rain or bad weather? And it kind of goes to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. And that is, you know, if it does rain, and it can happen, it probably won't last very long here. But there is the possibility, and it certainly does happen, where we get a front in and there's a few days in a row where it rains. And if it does happen, it doesn't have to ruin your vacation because there's so much for you to do. I mean, you could actually feel like you're outside and in an aquarium at the Waikiki Aquarium or the Maui Ocean Center. Those are great things to do when it rains. I also highly recommend Bishop Museum or the Honolulu Academy of Arts or even the U.S. Army Museum, which is in downtown, and the Pacific Aviation Museum. That's a great thing to do out towards Pearl Harbor. All that can be done in the rain. Of course, Iolani Palace is highly recommended. In fact, I recommend, if you have the time, to do all of the things I've just described here. They're all great. There's lots of things to do inside as well as outside in Hawaii. And I also, you know, I mean, even if you had the Polynesian Cultural Center and it was rainy that day, it's not that bad to do on an overcast day or rainy day. In fact, in all the years I've been doing this, I've only seen the Polynesian Cultural Center, and they go almost 7 days a week except for Sundays. I've only seen them cancel twice in the 10 years I've been doing this. So that's pretty good track record. They keep you pretty dry. They have ponchos that you can wear and stuff. So it's really not a deal breaker, and you really shouldn't have any problem, and it should not ruin your vacation. Absolutely. So, Kim, congratulations. We're going to send you out your prize, so please get us your information. Next question comes from Erdney. He says that he usually stays at the Embassy Suites when he goes on vacations, and he wants to know a cost-effective way to come to Hawaii and stay in some property like that, or a condo, without giving up comfort and location. An interesting question, because what you need to know if you're going to be doing a condo renter and you need a condo rental and you need more than two rooms, it can get a little tricky for Waikiki. There's not a whole lot of inventory in two and three bedroom properties. And if you want something really nice, it's going to cost you. I mean, properties like the Grand Waikikian, which is out at the Hilton Hawaiian Village property area, that's a beautiful condo. Two and three bedroom condos there are gorgeous, but they're expensive. It's going to run you, you know, excess of $500 a night to just stay in a property like that or more. What we do is we have some decent two- and three-bedroom condos that we can recommend. They're a little bit further back off of the main drag, and it's not really too bad to do that, and we can hook you up with that. You should give us a call. We can talk about another alternative, really, for folks that need this kind of space but don't have the money, or they don't really want to go and try and do a two-bedroom condo, is to do hotel rooms and do adjoining rooms or connecting rooms. And we can get good deals like that. And so that's something you might want to consider, because keep in mind, an Embassy Suite doesn't have a full kitchen. And I don't think any of the Embassy Suites do. They have like kitchenettes. And same with the one that we have here. We do have an Embassy Suites here. We get pretty good rates there. But it is on the high side. So it really depends on what your budget is, how much you can afford. We can make it happen. But know that there's limited inventory on two- and three-bedroom units in Waikiki. Hopefully that helps you out, Ernie. Give us a call at 1-800-843-8771, and we can help you out with that for sure. Next question comes in from Sean, and he wants to know what efforts are being made on the cleanup from the debris that's flowing to the islands as a result of the tsunami in Japan back in February. Great question. You know, there's been a lot of talk about this lately, because I think what they're finding out is that debris is moving a lot faster than they had expected, and it's moving towards the island chain. And most of the experts are saying that they plan to see it moving north of the Hawaiian Islands, and then as time goes on, move toward mainland U.S. And then what they're saying is after that happens, it's actually going to come circling back through the currents back to the Hawaiian Islands. And they expected this to be happening over a period of many years. So it's, you know, what we're hearing is that they really don't know what to do about it. I think they're trying to assess what to do about it. They really don't know what to do about it. It is a serious problem when you think about it. Now, we won't be affected by this anytime in the near future, like in the next couple of months or even the next year. They're talking over several years how this is going to impact the Hawaiian Islands. And it's kind of scary when you look at those pictures of it. It's a huge mass, miles and miles long, with everything you can imagine. And I don't think they can burn that off. It would create too much of a toxic waste kind of situation. So I guess scientists and folks are going to be following this very closely. I don't think they really have a true game plan in place at this moment about what they're going to do. They're sort of like watching it and trying to figure out where it's going to go. And we'll be watching it closely as well. And we'll be passing along, of course, any information that we have to you directly. Now, of course, I mentioned at the beginning of the program, APEC is coming into town, and I will be attending APEC, and I want to let you know that I'll be doing a lot of stories about it and trying to report as much as I can to you about it, totally from the tourism industry perspective. And we'll be filing some reports. I know I'm going to be following Michelle Obama around a little bit and be looking on our blog page all for the next couple of weeks for my reports about APEC. I hope you're going to find that interesting. Now's the time in our show where we like to go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, this is an excellent segment for you. Kind of gives you an idea of what things are costing. First package is for two people coming in from New Orleans, going to Maui. They're coming here December 7th to the 13th. And they're going to be staying at the Fairmont Kailani over on Maui in a beautiful one-bedroom deluxe ocean view with breakfast or two. Now, they have some construction going on there, so we got them a really great construction renovation rate. And the total package on this was $41.23. That is really an excellent deal when you consider this property and this package and all they're getting with it. So congratulations to the Celestines, Joel and Wanda. You're going to have a terrific time in Hawaii. We want to thank you so much for being part of our company, using us, trusting us. You're going to be very happy that you did. I want to thank Kalei. She's over at Extension 31. She's the agent that put that together. If you really want to put together a great package, give us a call. We'll assess your needs and we'll figure out exactly what makes sense for you so that you have a memorable vacation. Remember, we're right here in Hawaii. That's all we do is book and help folks plan Hawaii vacations. So get in touch with us. Kalei is a great agent. You may want to just call her directly. Next package is also for two people. They're coming in from Dallas. They're going to be going to two islands, to the Big Island and over to Oahu. They're coming in January 6th to the 12th. They're going to be staying at the Sheraton Keahu Bay Resort over on the Big Island in Ocean View Room. They have a Jeep Wrangler over there. And then over on Oahu for a couple of nights, they're going to be staying at the Queen Kapi'olani in Ocean View Room, also the Jeep. Total package price on that one, two islands, $32.46. Another great deal. I want to say congratulations to Joseph and Laura. They're going to have a wonderful time in Hawaii. Just a great package. This is really a great deal. You can do two islands, you know, for around $3,000. You're really making out great. So you're going to have a wonderful time, and thank you very much for being part of our Ohana. We really do appreciate it. We're going to take very good care of you guys, and want to thank Paul over at Extension 39. He's the agent that put that one together. So if you're planning a Hawaii vacation, you need not look further. Give us a call. Get involved with us. We'll be very happy to help you out and help you plan a vacation of a lifetime here in beautiful Hawaii'i. And it is beautiful here. So if you're going to be headed out here, just picture perfect weather. That's going to wrap it up. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, for all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha.
Some people come mixed up, confused. Here's my news.